Good afternoon. We continue to track the latest storm through the Great Lakes. A steady rain from early this morning has become more spotty and intermittent. A southerly breeze continues to push temperatures well above average, and most places will be in the lower to mid-60s by mid to late afternoon, with some upper 60s not out of the question. Overnight tonight, we'll start a drying trend under partly cloudy skies. It'll stay on the mild side for this time of year, with overnight lows mainly in the 40s. Tomorrow, we'll enjoy a mix of sun and clouds. It'll turn somewhat cooler, but still, temperatures should reach the upper 40s and lower 60s on average before the next disturbance starts to move out of the Gulf of Mexico. This system will track up the eastern seaboard during the day on Wednesday, and the exact track will determine what we get for precipitation type and amount. Right now, it looks like snow will break out across interior New York and New England by the middle of the day on Wednesday. We could have rain mixing in some spots, especially across the warmer locations in the valleys. Depending on the exact track, we should go back to all snow on Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night. Significant accumulations are possible, but who will get what in the end will be determined by the exact track. Temperatures on Wednesday will be in the middle to upper 30s. Right now, it looks like precipitation will continue into Wednesday night and wind down on Thanksgiving morning as leftover snow showers. With a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, temperatures will be back into the upper 30s. We'll look for high pressure to build in on Friday with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the middle 30s and back to the lower 40s with mostly cloudy skies over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm in the upper Midwest will move through the Great Lakes and into Canada today. Winds will be gusty and strong around this system and extend from the Great Lakes into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. The strongest winds will be around Lake Ontario and Lake Erie with gusts up to 60 miles per hour in parts of Michigan, Ohio, and central and western New York, where high wind warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, on the colder side of the storm, parts of northern lower Michigan and the Midwest, north and west of Chicago, are under a winter weather advisory for the potential for 2 to 5 inches of snow as this storm moves through. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 7 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, breezy and mild near 70. Boston, rain, breezy and mild in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and highs near 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1979. And the record low, 7 in 2000. Sunrise this morning at 6:58 a.m., sunset this evening 4:26 p.m., 9 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain tapering off to showers, breezy and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain tapering off to showers, breezy and unseasonably mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain tapering off to showers, breezy and unseasonably mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain tapering off to showers, breezy and unseasonably mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain tapering off to showers, breezy and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s.
Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, lower 50s. Cloudy Wednesday with snow and rain developing, changing to all snow in the hills and mountains depending on the next storm track, highs in the upper 30s. Leftover snow showers on Thanksgiving Day. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny mid-30s on Friday, and mostly cloudy over the weekend, highs on Saturday and Sunday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.